Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We've got some breaking news here in New York State that I need to touch on right here at the beginning. And then we're going to continue to help those families that are starving in Lebanon with the Heart for Lebanon. It's going to be a big hour. I hope you'll stay right here. Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so much to get to, but the top line story today is that the Supreme Court has finally weighed in on one of the two biggest cases that it had before it for the year. And we were very much aware that a decision was going to be handed down in the New York gun case. Some of you may have known about it and followed it. But what it exactly accomplishes and what it exactly means, I'm just going to tell you some of the peripheral. And then I want you to also know that we have a matching hour this hour to help the families of Lebanon. Now, we are somewhere in the neighborhood of nearing 100 families helped so far of the 166 that we have on the list. So I'm very grateful for that. And for every $116 gift we can bring in this hour, someone else is going to pony that up, at least for the first 10. So we need to reach 10 families helped this hour. And if we do that, another listener is going to come alongside and say, hey, I'm going to match that dollar for dollar. The phone number for that, by the way, if you want to call now, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. You can also give online, which amazingly about half of you have this year. I was looking at the breakdown between people that make the call or give online, and nearly 50% of the gifts have come from online. So thank you for those of you that find it easier to do it that way. I always give online now. Just go to WMCA.com and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. And if you register your gift this hour, and if we reach 10 families helped this hour, this matching challenge is going to kick in with an additional 10 families. And that will move us closer to that 166 families being taken off the critical care needs list. And I hope that we're able to do that. But let me get to the top story of the day. The Supreme Court ruled on a major case for the first time in decades. The Supreme Court ruled Thursday 6-3 that the New York State regulations made it difficult to obtain a license to conceal carry a handgun were unconstitutionally restrictive, and that it should be easier to obtain a license. The existing standard required an applicant to show proper cause for seeking a license and allowed New York officials to exercise, quote, discretion in determining whether a person has shown good enough reason for needing to carry a firearm, stating that one wished to protect themselves or their property was not merely enough. In this case, petitioners and respondents agree that ordinary law-abiding citizens have a similar right to carry handguns publicly for their self-defense. We, too, agree and now hold consistent with Heller and McDonald that the Second and 14th Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home, said Justice Clarence Thomas as he wrote the court's major opinion. That, by the way, those are references to two other previous gun cases, the Heller opinion and the McDonald opinion. He went on to say, because the state of New York issues public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude that the state's licensing regime violates the Constitution. He did note that the state statute does not define what proper cause means, and that courts had ruled that the standard was met by people who showed a special need for self-protection. The special need standard is demanding, Thomas wrote, for example, living or working in an area noted for criminal activity does not suffice. In other words, if you live in a bad neighborhood and you wanted to carry a handgun to protect yourself, and maybe you're coming home at, you work the second shift and you come home late at night, that doesn't suffice in New York State, and you can't say you're protecting yourself, even though that's why you would be carrying it. In 43 other states, Thomas noted, authorities are required to issue licenses to applicants who meet certain requirements, and officials do not have discretion to say no due to what they believe is an insufficient need. The case was filed by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, was the first major gun rights case before the Supreme Court in more than a decade. He said, Supreme Court Justice Thomas went on to say, as we stated in Heller and repeated in McDonald, individual self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment right. He also referenced how Heller made clear that restrictions on carrying guns in sensitive places is permissible, and how New York was wrong for arguing that its law was merely doing that. He said, we do think respondents err in their attempt to characterize New York's proper cause requirement as a sensitive place law. Thomas wrote, sensitive places as anywhere where people typically congregate, where law enforcement and other public safety professionals are presumptively available. This definition, Thomas said, is too broad. Put simply, there is no historical basis for New York to effectively declare the island of Manhattan a sensitive place simply because it is crowded and protected generally by the NYPD. The justice also looked at the plain language of the Second Amendment, which protects the right to keep and bear. He described keeping and bearing as two separate things, noting that Heller defines bear as to wear, bear, or carry,
This implies public carrying, Thomas said, because someone would not generally wear their gun in a holster at home, but would keep it somewhere else. The 63-page opinion also explored historical restrictions on carrying handguns that New York relied on, and he explained why they do not justify a current restriction, noting how past regulations from centuries ago focused on dangerous and unusual weapons, while handguns today are relatively commonplace. He went on to say that the right to keep and bear arms should not be held to a lower standard than other constitutional rights. He said, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. This is not how the First Amendment works. When it comes to unpopular speech or free exercise of religion, it is not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him, and it's not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote an impassioned dissenting opinion in which he referenced a present-day fervor over gun violence as well as recent events. Many states, he said, have tried to address some of the dangers of gun violence just described by passing laws that limit in various ways who may purchase, carry, and use firearms. The court today severely burdened states' efforts to do so. But an overwhelming win, 6-3 win in the court today for the Second Amendment and for people that believe in the Second Amendment. And it's going to make, in my estimation, New York City and New York State a safer place, one that is actually going to become a more dangerous place for criminals than they have now. And I was just speaking with a friend about this before going on air today, and it just hear me out on this logic. My friend said, but Kev, just imagine that anybody could have a gun. And I said to my friend, we'll call her Joyce. I said, Joyce, they already have those guns. Those guns are what's already on the street. The criminals have them. They have a way of getting them. They have a way of keeping them and using them in crime. And there's all kinds of ways in which gun violence here in New York City especially has exploded over the last 2 years, despite all of the laws and restrictions and everything else that we have on there. One of the reasons why that happens is because the criminal believes that there's no accountability for their actions. Now they will have to worry, if I stop to rob this person, if I want to hold up this bodega owner, if I intend to take this person out on the subway, do they have a means of defending themselves? All of a sudden, there is something that is causing the criminal to say, well, wait a second, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe I will be held accountable. Maybe there is some sort of retaliation or reprise for my actions. And at the end of the day, I don't want people, you know, hurt or injured or damaged. But this is why you try to hold criminal activity in check. You try to keep criminals from doing criminal things, because when you stop criminals from doing criminal activity, society is a safer place, even if they still harbor a desire in their heart to perform criminal activity. The more you can keep them from expressing it, the safer society is. And that's what this opinion, I believe, will bring about in New York City and state. We'll have to see what happens. Anyway, we're going to go back to the discussion of the families. Friends, there's a matching challenge this hour. Will you help us rescue 10 families in Lebanon right now? 888-211-5944. $116 provides four crucial months of emergency food supply for the starving populace of Lebanon. Normally dependent upon the Ukraine for their grain, they don't have any. And that's the problem. 888-211-5944. Heart for Lebanon joins me next. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change. Because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift or a 10-installment gift of $25 or a five-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there. As long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That bag of hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that bag of hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so you know I'm pretty jazzed about this ruling. I've been telling you for weeks that there's two huge rulings that were scheduled to be handed down. We've all been kind of watching, when does the Dobbs case come down? Because, you know, the Roe v. Wade implications there, and there's a lot of threats and other things that groups are making very distasteful about what they're going to do if that comes down a certain way. We will cover all of that if and when it happens. But I think second to that, and not by much of a margin, is the case that they handed down today, which was the New York case. And it was decided by, I would say, a fairly predictable 6-3 outcome. I did not see John Roberts abandoning the kind of core conservative base on the court over this issue. But let's get some actual legal insight on what happened here. Arthur Idala is the New York City premier criminal defense attorney, longtime prosecutor, understands this these arguments maybe more intimately than many would across the country because he's prosecuted gun laws in New York State. And he's, you know, watched as now New York State will have to make this adjustment from what the court ruled today. Arthur, the last time I think you were with us on this platform was when the death of Mr. Scalia occurred. And that was a great interview. But thanks for coming back and lending your credentials to us today.
Well, and you know, you brought up Justice Scalia. He's definitely smiling because when Justice Scalia was asked about his favorite, or I don't know, I shouldn't say favorite, but the opinion of which he's the most proud is probably the one, is what we call quickly the Heller decision.
Yeah.
And that is quoted throughout Justice Thomas's opinion here today. And it basically, what the court is relying on now is what Justice Scalia said in 2008, I want to say, when he said that, you know, the Second Amendment means what it means. And it means what it says, which is that citizens are allowed to basically bear arms. And he looked back at the definitions of what bearing arms means. And bearing arms means you can carry a weapon with you. And what the court found today was that the Heller decision has not been adhered to by the state of New York because you have this heightened requirement, this heightened scrutiny to show there's a unique need to have a weapon for self-defense. And then what the court broke down was different examples of when people said, listen, I live in a crime-ridden area, or I work in a crime-ridden area, or I've been robbed so many times before. All those people were denied gun permits.
Right.
And the court said that, you know what, you've been too heavy-handed, and basically we're changing it so that we can we're not going to allow the city to have such strict gun laws.
Yeah.
It's only six states of the union who are in that category. The rest of the country, the rules are you shall be able to have a gun, as opposed to New York is you may have a gun. And this ruling sets aside the may, and it's the shall. And I think the only thing that's left is to happen, Kevin, is they're probably going to allow New York to do things like you can't have a gun in a school. You can't have a gun in a government building.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that.
You can't have a gun in Times Square or things along those lines.
Because Justice Thomas very clearly went into what you're talking about there, and I found it interesting, the definition between a sensitive, what was the exact term he used? Sensitive space as opposed to, and he basically argued, and I don't know if he referenced Heller on this or not, but he basically argued that New York was trying to say that all of Manhattan was a sensitive space as opposed to, a school or something like that you were just pointing out. And that while they do allow for this idea of sensitive space to be implemented, that it cannot be all-encompassing for everybody everywhere. And I also thought it was interesting that Justice Thomas argued that this right was being defined in ways that they didn't define other rights. In other words, you didn't have to show a special need for freedom of speech or for freedom of religion. You just had freedom of speech and freedom of religion. There's no special need to qualify for it. And he said that New York was interpreting it as a special need for self-defense, which Heller said was the core of the Second Amendment, as opposed to just having a divine right to self-defense.
Yeah, and if you always have to take a peek at the dissent. And Justice Breyer, in his dissent, said we're ignoring the fact that in some ways Manhattan is somewhat unique, is a special circumstance. And it's a little hard to disagree with what Justice Breyer said. In the 63-page opinion by Justice Thomas, it doesn't use the word subways anywhere. And 43 other states or 50 other states, don't have a subway system that we have. New York is unique, Kevin. I don't need to tell you that in many ways. And I will tell you, breaking is the mayor of the city of New York, who, and the governor, but the mayor specifically, I just watched the press conference. And, his thing is, this is a major concern for us. I think it has made every single New Yorker less safe from gun violence. Ignoring the shocking gun crisis we have right now and giving people easier access to guns is not what he thinks is in the best interest of the safety of New Yorkers. It has, from a legal point of view, it has been sent back down to the courts, remanded down to the courts to basically figure this out. Here in New York, Governor Hochul has said that she's going to call a special session of the legislature, and I believe they're going to be looking to pass laws about making special circumstances, as I mentioned before, in like government buildings, you can't carry a gun. In a school, you can't carry a gun. My guess is they're going to try to say in the subways, you can't carry a gun. And let's talk about it from a logistical point of view. If they do say that, it still will take probably at least a year for someone to get arrested for having a gun on the subway, to litigate it, to get it to an appellate court, and for there to be a ruling saying, no, you're allowed to have guns on the subway. This is the ink is not dry on this by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
These little areas are going to be litigated for years to come, I could see.
Well, I also think it's going to be probably notably on the ballot, so to speak, come the election in November as well from the two sides. Many of the Republican candidates whose primary is Tuesday are already out with statements today of support for the court. And, of course, Governor Hochul, who hopes to hold on to the governor's mansion, is defying the Supreme Court as best she can and saying that New York will fight on. I personally think that there's a lot that we're going to learn about how this impacts New Yorkers' lives. And I'm not as pessimistic as Mayor Adams or Governor Hochul, but we'll have to wait and see. Arthur, what I am appreciative of is your legal analysis today. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. As I said, this isn't over. So you and I will be speaking, I think, in the future about this. Maybe not that soon, but it'll be happening.
I'm confident of it. All right, friend. Thank you so much for being here.
Great work, Kevin. Great
thank
show.
You. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22. 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at Pulse.org.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, there's nothing better than trying to become a better parent. Talk to any parent that's out there. Everyone could use a little bit of help. There's always a little bit more that we can learn about how to do it a little bit better. And that's why we do this segment with Shelley Goldberg. She was the parenting reporter at New York One for a number of years. And she's been a contributor here at Kevin McCullough Radio on the parenting issue now for a few years. And Shelley, always appreciate your insights. And you want to talk about that very special relationship with that person that we just celebrated this last Sunday, I understand.
That's right, Kevin. Wishing you a happy Father's Day. I hope it was glorious.
Well, it was. I got all handwritten cards from a 12, 7, and 9-year-old. And when you get those and you see all the creativity that they put into them, you know, it's been several days, but it's still sitting here on my desk. I like re-looking at them over and over again.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Kevin. So thinking about Father's Day, all the studies show there's so much evidence to tell us that when there's an involved dad, and it can be a stepdad, a father figure. And this is a call to action. If any of your listeners are in the process of getting divorced, please try and have dad involved in the child's life. So important, because all the studies are showing us that kids do better, so much better, emotionally, cognitively, educationally, in every area of achievement. They do better when dad or stepdad or a father figure is involved in their life. All right, so here are what some of the studies show us. Kids are less likely, a lot less likely, something like 80% less likely to end up in trouble, end up in prison, end up in trouble with the law, 80% less likely if dad is involved. Two, when there's a dad involved, kids are much more likely to delay sexual activity. And that's especially true for girls, because instead of looking to be valued or looking for love, you know, in promiscuous behavior, if dad's involved, girls especially tend to be able to wait. So that's very important. Three, kids absolutely do better in school. And it doesn't matter if dad doesn't even speak English, if he doesn't speak the English language well or at all, just his presence. Also, when a dad's involved, kids are a lot less likely to gender stereotype. That means they can see dad, Kevin, as somebody who's nurturing and empathetic, sensitive. It's not just the qualities they see in mom. They learn to say to themselves, gee, men have those qualities as well. Look, dads are just a lot of fun. Having dads in a child's life teach kids balance, that there are two different opinions, two different ways of looking at the world. And that helps kids to be a heck of a lot more tolerant when they go into the world. Friendships. Somehow having a dad involved helps kids to better understand people, and so thereby gives them a leg up on having close friendships that they can take through their whole life. So there are so many pluses. And I know that you wrote a book about this. Share, if you will, some of your wisdom.
Well, the book was very simply titled The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. And what it basically tried to do was to help young men grow into adult figures that would be respectable fathers and husbands, basically by nurturing character qualities and pairing them with regular habits that could formulate a good man. When you put it all in the same person, you get these 12 character qualities and these 12 consistent habits, and you put them all in one person, you're going to have a pretty good man. And key to that is things like a dad being able to say he's sorry when he gets things wrong, but able to be strong and to protect his family when times are tough. There's all kinds of character issues involved. And, you know, your kids see you and watch you, and they understand how you react to problems. They start to emulate and adopt some of those same methodologies as well. So dads, you want to make sure you're responding to problems and challenges in a way that helps them emulate a form of behavior that's going to help them down the road when they face similar challenges and problems. And basically the bottom line is this: everything that the research just said, that you just said, Shelley, is 1,000% true. In fact, it was the late Senator Moynihan of New York that did one of the most in-depth studies of the impact of fathers, particularly on African Americans and young African American men. And the lack of fathers in some communities is one of the most detrimental economic and socio-political outcomes that an entire community can have. When dads aren't there, when they are not involved, when they are not part of the picture, the community gets shot. And it is really a tragedy. So dads, yes, huge role, lots of opportunity to impact the next generation, and they're going to be better off when we do.
Kevin, brilliantly said, and I agree with everything that you said. And I think for your listeners, this is also a wonderful opportunity. If you do have mom and dad in the home, think of all the kids, the way you just brought to our attention. These are things that you can get involved in and yeah. in your own community. There are so many yep. kids that need dads and father figures. Help out wherever you can.
Mentoring is a great way to go in that regard. Shelley, great discussion today as always. Thank you for all the insight.
Thank you, Kevin.
You appreciate it. And if you missed any of it, go get it. It's the Shelley Goldberg Parenting Express. It's in the Kevin McCullough podcast section at Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, all the places you get your podcast. Just go and get it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of nine biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22, 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at pulse.org.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh my God, I iced my injuries and then falling asleep exhausted. But every day I would wake up and do it all again.
That was from the march in Washington, D.C. today, protest actually that was being held on the commemoration of Title IX being passed in our nation's capital. And someone who has taken great interest in this debate in recent weeks is Kelsey Bowler. Actually, she's been following it for a few years. But the occasion of this anniversary of Title IX is significant for a lot of reasons. And Kelsey rejoins us, as you just heard. Kelsey, welcome back. Always good to have you. I know it's a little bit noisy where you are. What exactly have you been witnessing?
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, I'm at the United States Capitol rallying for women's sports. Our tagline today is "Our bodies, our sports." What we're doing is celebrating the anniversary of Title IX, but really in kind of a dark and unfortunate way, because on the anniversary of Title IX, 50 years later, we now have to stand up for women's sports and, you know, address this fundamental question: what is a woman? And, you know, point out the basic fact that there is a difference between men and women, and it is not fair for men to be competing in women's sports. And so this is the largest gathering of female athletes to protect women's sports in United States history at this point. I wish we didn't have to be here today. I wish it didn't take bravery to stand up for women's sports and what it means to be a woman, but it has become very necessary, and that is what we're out here doing today.
Yeah. Well, and let me ask you, on the heels of the FINA decision last week, which I said on my show, this is a spotlight in terms of a way to go forward, the way FINA handled it, saying that once you've even begun puberty as a boy, you're completely not eligible for women's sports going forward. I know it's unpopular, but it seems to me they have struck a balance between science and lawful competition that seems to be very, very necessary. Is there discussion about that model perhaps becoming adopted by other organizations like track and field and, you know, because that was the swimming authority, but maybe other women's sports?
Yeah, well, first off, I want to apologize for the background noise. There are protesters at this women's sports rally who are waving transgender flags, making noise, trying to drown out the voices and stories of female athletes, some of them very young female athletes. So not only are they trying to destroy their opportunities for fair competition, they don't even want them to have a voice. They're not here to engage in conversation with us. They are simply here to try to drown us out, which, of course, we are not letting them.
Right.
But this rally is getting a lot of attention. But I will say, yes, there was an update regarding women's swimming just this week. And while some people might be tempted to celebrate this as a win, that if you have if you are a male who has gone through puberty, you cannot compete in women's swimming, that's actually such a very dangerous precedent, because what it does is tell very young children who are maybe questioning their gender that, you know, unless they go down the route of medical transition, they're not going to be able to compete in women's sports. And so that actually could push children to begin the medical transition process sooner, which is truly the last thing we want children to be doing. We know that medical transitions are having irreversible effects on these children. It is, you know, the studies are not out there. They are not sufficient to warrant this type of intervention. And so I really do fear the precedent that, you know, that type of so-called compromise set. What we really need to do is just very simply acknowledge what it means to be a girl, what it means to be a woman, and have our policies reflect that.
I agree with that, Kelsey, and I do. I've heard that same concern. I think the way I think about this is a little bit different. I think of it on a two-part kind of level. And the first thing to get men immediately out of women's sports is to invoke the FINA rule, as they put it in there. And then I think we do everything we can legislatively to prevent children that are not of sound mind and age from having any ability to transition, because I just don't think that that's healthy for a child, and it's not something that is necessary for their well-being, particularly in preteen years. And I think that we can work on that from a legal standpoint. In fact, I think there's advocacy groups that are willing to declare that as criminal activity, abuse of children, if it's necessary to go to that point. But I do think that because parents have spoken up so strongly, I don't think there's going to be the rush to get kids to take hormone blockers and switch genders that some people might be afraid of. I actually think that the age 12 thing is a good It's a good prevention because to honestly be doing some of that stuff, medical people would tell you that you'd have to start the kid at 8-9 years of age. And I just don't know parents that are going to be, unless they're activists themselves, I don't know parents that are going to be willing to gamble with their children's future that much. So I'll take this win, and then we'll go and get the other win, and we'll get the men out of women's sports completely forever and hopefully protect our kids in the long run.
Yeah, and Kevin, just really quickly, today, again, marks the 50th anniversary of Title IX, and the Biden administration just released sweeping new Title IX regulations redefining the term woman. Interestingly enough, you know, this is hundreds of pages of regulations that, transparently, I have not read yet, but what we do know is that they actually punted the issue of girls and women's sports. And so they issued these sweeping regulations that will have widespread effects for girls and women in schools from elementary all the way through college and university. But, you know, they punted this really hot topic, controversial issue of sports. You know, and what that tells us is they know this is not a winning issue for them. Yep. Heading into the midterm elections. And if they continue down this route, it will have political consequences. But, of course, what we're ultimately worried about is the very real consequences going down this path for girls and women.
It's got to be safety and security for the women first. And there's no secondary fallback position on that. That is the non-negotiable. Kelsey Bowler, Independent Women's Forum, always appreciate you speaking out so boldly. Thank you for your live report today.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22. 50 years ago, Explode 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at pulse.org.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough.
Right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you for hanging out with us all day today. Big thanks to my guests for being here. And as we've kind of worked through this news breaking today of the New York Supreme Court case, one of the things that went through my mind is how quickly it might begin to impact the reality of life around us. As I'm watching social media, I'm looking at different posts immediately put up some of the gubernatorial candidates for New York State Governor, who I will be hosting the final gubernatorial forum for a little bit later tonight in New York City on AM 970, The Answer specifically. They are already championing what this means, even to the governor's race there in New York. But then I saw this other video on social media this afternoon, and I don't know the location of it, but it is a video of surveillance footage outside of a shopping mall. And it appears that two men are trying to forcibly kidnap a young woman as though she is going to be turned into a human sex trafficking victim. She's beaten, she's shoved, she's put into a car. The kind of amazing thing about this is that there were witnesses, people driving by in the parking lot that stopped their car behind the car that was parked so they couldn't leave. And they began to intervene. And as they intervened, she was able to get away. Friends, even a small amount of resistance to behavior that is bad turns into oftentimes a good outcome. And what is completely dishonest about the gun debate and has been for such a long time is finally something that the Supreme Court has acknowledged in their Clarence Thomas's majority opinion today. And that is that what is crucial about the Second Amendment, it is that it is not simply there to allow hunters to go into the woods and shoot game. It's not there for people to just go to the shooting range and to practice hitting targets. The essence of the Second Amendment is for one's self-protection, and that was underscored by the Heller decision, by the McDonald decision. They are relying on precedent, and they are taking that precedent further and saying, how can you defend yourself if you are not allowed the tools to defend yourself adequately in a society that is dangerous and in a world that is full of caustic danger? Not everybody's going to be, you know, sexually trafficked. Not all human sex trafficking is going to be prevented by this. But today, people can begin to defend themselves, even in places where they have previously not been able to. And this is going to have a seismic psychological shift, I believe, on wrongdoers across the country. You are going to be less likely to want to walk into an establishment and attack that establishment as though there's no consequence if all of a sudden you have not one, but maybe 12 to 15 different gun owners pointing their gun back at you. This is going to change the face of many violent crimes because good people are going to be well-trained and they are now going to be allowed to have their protective device, their firearm on their body. By the way, even if you are uncomfortable with an actual firearm, I do encourage you to go to Byrna.com/KMC and check out their non-lethal options. You can still disarm a shooter, someone who poses a danger with tear gas and the like in a faster way than you probably ever realized. But go to Byrna, BYRNA.com/KMC and see that for yourself. Big win for everyone's self-protection today. Big win for the United States. And we'll see you next time.